Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guest joins us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. But he's in studio, and that is Jeff Hathorne, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Safeguard your gutters from spring showers with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. Jeff was just telling us off the air that he was at Pitt Pro Day today. Pitt hasn't invited us back since we took over their Pro Day a couple of years ago and started running our own personal 40s.
They're still talking about that
over there. Throwing footballs
around
on their field. And I don't think maybe they appreciated that all that much, that we just started to do our own activities there without bothering to ask
anybody. I think
anybody.
My 40 just ended now.
You know, if I would have told you guys a couple of weeks ago that Dane Jackson was over in the Steelers facility, that would have been news. But obviously he signed and was there to see the Pitt guys today. Damar Hamlin was there. That was
How about Aaron Donald?
Aaron Donald was not there. I don't know where.
Making better use of his retirement time, I guess. Jeff, speaking of old Pitt guys, what's the latest on Boyd? Tyler Boyd. Last week at this time he'd be a Steeler. What's up?
They're still waiting each other out. He's
it's a game of chicken between the two.
It really is. You know, the Steelers have added some depth pieces with a couple of wide receiver signings just in case. And, you know, maybe you might even look at Patterson as a guy that they can flank out a wide receiver if you wanted to.
You can line him up in running back if they really want to.
Telling you what, under Arthur Smith, what do you have, 675 yards 2 years ago?
He was a fantasy darling in 2021, for sure.
He did it all. Played the Steelers that season. They were using him all over the place.
You like do you like the kickoff rule for this year? B, do you like the Patterson signing in light of that?
So if it was the old kickoff rules and you had Patterson, you know what you're going to get, I would be a big fan. He still might be. It's more like a running play, though, now. And it just looks so bizarre. And maybe he'll be good. I mean, he's big guys, thick guy. He runs well when he gets to open spaces. I don't think – listen, what's the risk in signing Patterson? You already have two running backs. He's a nice add as a third. Maybe he's a guy you can use out in the slot if you want to. From what I understand, just from metrics you see, he's a decent blocker too.
Is there another veteran wide receiver who's not a rookie who we should think about or keep an eye on?
One of them went today.
Josh Reynolds.
Yeah.
The deceptively quick Hunter Renfro, perhaps?
You want to start Odell rumors, but no.
Florio brought him up last week, but that's not happening.
No, that's not going to happen.
How about trades? You still think a big trade could happen draft night where a team can't sign a receiver to an extension?
I think we're looking draft at this point.
Yeah.
Second day?
Boyd would be the name. If they're able to finally work out a deal with Tyler Boyd, that would be your name, and then they're going to look in the draft. And I think it depends. I don't think it's off the table that it's first day. It depends on what falls to them at 20.
How about this Ray Fittipaldo scoop on Amarius Mims here for a visit? And now he and a couple other of your peers here, Jeff, and I know you've disagreed with them before and you've been right, like on Mason Rudolph, they think the way the wind's blowing, it's starting to look like the left tackle, or not left tackle, but the offensive tackle will be the pick at 20 again in back-to-back years.
So they can sit behind Dan Moore?
Stop. Please don't. Pony brought up a good point, though. I think Tomlin appreciates that more the professional, but...
I think if tackle falls there, absolutely. I always get wary this time of year about smoke screens and do they really want JPJ? Because it just makes too much damn sense. He played at a high level on a successful team and a position of need.
Here's a thought I just had. Now, do you remember last year the story, Jeff? It was one of the few times I was able to get one over on Pony on a sort. We had a formal source off on this. And I had been hearing that internally they were quite sure that Joey Porter Jr. was going to fall out of the first round and that they were able to convince Mike of that because he obviously loved him. And I think Joey, if he's picked at 17, they don't move up and get Jones. People are probably like, he had a good year. But they convinced him, hey, Jones is the guy. We'll trade up and make sure we get him. Porter's going to be there. Don't worry about it. And then he was. Just saying all that to say, you talk about smoke screens. Very deep tackle class. I think this GM regime now, I think Omar and Andy value tackle more than center. What's not, you know, what's to say that, who was it? Kuiper and Bob McGinpony didn't even have JPJ listed on like their top 55 or
Jackson
so.
Jackson Powers Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's to say the Steelers don't have he and Zach Frazier, just for argument's sake here, pretty close. They think the way the board's going to fall that Frazier's available to them, or they might even be willing to move up a little bit to get him. And they feel like they're in love with multiple tackles in the first round. They say, these guys definitely won't be there in the second. I'm just, for argument's sake, saying that. I think that's a possibility,
where they
too.
Take two offensive linemen?
Yeah, they go tackle center in that order.
Dulac seems to think, not that he's always right, but he thinks it's one or the other. He doesn't think they'll use their day two picks on an offensive lineman if they take one in the first round, because they have too many other needs.
Well, so what do they do in receiver between now and then? I think that there's your question. So if they don't, let's say they don't sign Boyd, do you almost have to use your first round pick on a tackle or center, do you almost have to use, even though there's a lot of depth, do you have to take a pretty highly regarded receiver pick in the second round?
I don't think you have to if you're them, because don't you figure there's somebody good enough at that position with how deep it is? Doesn't Tomlin's comment about corners and receivers because of 7-on-7 football suggest that they think that the crop is deeper than just a first or second round pick and you can get an impact player at 84, let's say?
Well, and he's right, because the way the game's changed, receiver is a position like it used to be in college football with running back, where
plug him in.
There's so much depth. Now receiver's the position to play. I mean, it's shown by the salaries in the NFL, but that starts in college football and how many teams are. Look, Pitt's going to be a spready team this year.
If you go back to Tomlin's comments again, what he said about the Johnson trade for Jackson and how much they liked the Jackson part of the trade. If you take that at any face value, then corner's not as high on their list because they think they have their two starting corners in Jackson and Joey Porter Jr., but you're making a face like you're not buying that.
I mean, what else are you going to say? Like, oh, we just dumped him for some corner. I think that's part of his message there. You know how he told us he doesn't always tell the whole truth?
He said, sometimes I lie to you guys.
Yeah. It doesn't mean he can't compete and may not be their starter.
He didn't have his hand on a holy Bible, I noticed, when he was saying it.
Even if you don't, I mean, there's depth needs at that position. By the way, I want to mention quickly, being at Pitt Pro Day, a guy who might be like a Hilton type, A.J. Woods tested really good for Pitt.
Well, Devonshire had a visit with the Steelers too, right?
Yes. But I don't know if
he's
in that role.
Where do you think he fits? Where's he going to get drafted?
Like sixth.
Day three, maybe as high as maybe four, but probably five or six.
So Woods has the build, though, of a slot.
And he's probably going to go undrafted or could go undrafted.
Who's going to be Pitt's top pick? Jurkovic at tight end. Working out there today.
I mean, I think it's either MJ. I think there's a chance it's Gonzalez.
With his injuries.
Toe injury. I mean,
he could be a good NFL player.
He only worked out 3 weeks.
Is getting a lot of
he was before the draft process started. Is he running bad 40s and stuff?
No, he didn't run the 40 today.
Okay.
He did cone drills. Here's the thing with Bub Means I didn't realize. His hands are
big hands.
10 and a fourth.
He's got Jim Druckenmiller hands.
Man, what happened when he high-fived Kenny? I guess they didn't play together. Kenny would have had to go to the trainer's room for some ice. Fenweather.